Greetings. Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 26th, 2011. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We want to climb up out of the mind of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, climb up out of the mind of the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and those that run this wicked system. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Jehovah, the mind of Allah, Illah. And as we do so, we will find ourselves organizing together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, revolutionary, religious institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. And let us now pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator, in the African Hebrew language. Father is known as Yahweh Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. We understand Father in Egypt as Amen. And in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. And Amen is the hidden and unseen Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises unto the Almighty Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the Hebrew, you say Yahweh Omeh. And in the book of Proverbs, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is chokmah. It is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. It is only the female, the mother, that conceives. Holy Spirit must be feminine, must be female, must be our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, mother of the human family, as Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, Mother Holy Spirit's name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the word in the African Hebrew language that refers to holy. That is the word for holy in the African Hebrew language. A living holy entity. The word ruach found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. It is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Ilah. Now that word Ilah is also in a Hebrew word, and it is feminine in the Hebrew and feminine in the Arabic. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah Ilaha Il Allah. And there you hear Ilah. You see, no one ever explained who is Ilah. You have Ilah and Allah. Ilah is our mother. Allah is our father. Traditionally, this is translated as there is no God but God, or no God but Allah. But we know, because Ilah is the mother, this should be properly translated, there is none but our mother and our father. And we should honor not only our earthly mother and father, but we should ultimately honor our heavenly mother, Holy Spirit, and heavenly father. Mother Ilah, father Allah. In Egypt, mother is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the peoples, the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grandmother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African, Black, Hebrew, Revolutionary Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me, we are the I in Haile Selassie I, the first I, referring to your original self, connected to the divine creator, connected to the divine creation. The second I refers to the human family, those outside of yourself, connected to the divine creator and connected to the divine creation. For all of us are divine manifestations of divinity living in this divine creation, divine universe, on this divine planet that we call Earth, living in this divine house that we call our physical bodies. You see, Christ desires to be revealed within all of our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us, and we are living in the fulfillment of this teaching, that Christ in the last days, look all over the earth, look at the black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white people of the earth rising up in the United States of North America, rising up in Central and South America, rising up in Africa, rising up in Asia, rising up in the so-called Middle East, which is Northeast Africa. We are rising up, and that is Christ rising up in the second coming, manifesting in the resurrection of the mental and spiritual and physical dead. Christ is rising up and resurrecting in the disaffected peoples of the earth. This is the time of the second coming. This is the time of the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. So we give praises for the prayer. Now, yet having revelation in our mind, we've been in Ezekiel, but from Genesis to Revelation, in reality, is revelation and revelatory about the last days, about the days that we are living in. So, no matter whether you are reading Genesis or Revelation or any book in between, it is all revelation. It is all prophecy concerning the last days. So, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book word revelation, coming from the Greek apocalyptos, apocalypsos, which gives us our English apocalypse, which carries the same meaning as the English word revelation, which means to uncover the truth, remove the falsehood of this wicked, no good, rotten system, so that we may see how to come together and organize to break the power of Satan, break the power of the synagogue of Satan. So we want to continue in Ezekiel, and we will attempt to go back and forth to a few current events, but we want to finish this up in Ezekiel, and we yet have revelation on our mind. Now, we have been revealing and teaching that this Ezekiel chapter 28 and the whole of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, is giving us a prophetic understanding of the times that we're living in, giving us an understanding of geopolitics, rulers, kings and queens, those that we see, and the unseen real ruler that's behind the scenes. My brother Cornel West put it beautifully. Barack Obama is only a puppet, only a mascot, working for the Wall Street oligarchs, those few in power, and the corporate plutocrats, those wealthy that are in power. You see, the presidents and the prime ministers and the Queen of England, those that you see are only puppets. The Prime Minister of Britain, Cameron, the Prime Minister of Italy, or whatever his title, the head of state of Italy, Berlusconi, I think his name is. Sarkozy of France, the head of state there. Your heads of state in Central and South America, Mexico, the islands of the Pacific, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, so-called Middle East. These are heads of state, whether male or female, are only puppets, unless you're a revolutionary like Fidel Castro or Hugo Chavez. Unless you're that type of revolutionary, these heads of state are only puppets. Now, the real hidden and unseen power behind the puppets, the puppeteer, is who we want to focus on. We've been focusing on those puppets the last couple of weeks, but we want to focus on that hidden, that real power, the puppeteer, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. So now we go back to Ezekiel. We go back to Ezekiel chapter 28 to get an understanding of these puppeteers, these that are controlling the events behind the scenes. Ezekiel chapter 20, and Ezekiel means, Ezekiel is an African Hebrew word found under the number 3168. It means God strengthens. And if you tap to the root of that, you get God repairs, God prevails, God encourages. And we who are not a part of the oppressor ruling class, we are to take on that spirit of Ezekiel and allow the Most High to give us strength so that we may be able to prevail against the synagogue of Satan. We need to be encouraged by the Most High so that we may break the power of the synagogue of Satan, so that we may repair the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And sisters and brothers who are revolutionary, no matter what religion you call yourself, no matter what philosophy you use, whether communism or socialism, it does not matter. You have that spirit of Ezekiel. You have that spirit to be strengthened by the Most High so that we may prevail against the synagogue of Satan and repair the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Now, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12. Now, we've been talking about the prince of tyrants. Barack Obama is a prince. Sarkozy is a prince. Secretary of State Clinton is a prince. Cameron of Britain is a prince. Berlusconi of Italy is a prince. These are only the ones that we see. These are the administrators. These are not the real rulers. So when we get to chapter 28 or verse 12 of chapter 28 of Ezekiel, now we're talking about the king of Tyrus. And Tyrus is not an evil name. Let me hit this computer and see what Tyrus means. See what the Most High meant for Tyrus to be. A rock. This is an African Hebrew word found under the number 6865. Sor is how you pronounce this. I hope so. I'm looking at it. But it means a rock. Now, Tyrus, metaphorically, allegorically, symbolically, was supposed to be a rock, R-O-C-K. A rock for the oppressed, a rock for the masses of the people. But we find that the ruler of Tyrus turned evil. It was not meant for the ruler of Tyrus to be evil. The Most High wanted the ruler of Tyrus to be a good ruler. But the real ruler of Tyrus turned evil. And so rather than be a rock on behalf of the people, Tyrus became a place, you could say, of stumbling, a type of rock that will crush the people rather than be strength for the people. So we're going to hone in on this king of Tyrus and try to wrap this up in Ezekiel chapter 28 and go back to, go through some things and get back to Revelation. But this is all Revelation. So, verse 12, chapter 28, Ezekiel giving instructions by the Most High. The Most High is speaking to and through Ezekiel. Son of man, that is Ezekiel. Ezekiel is the son of man. He's a prophet. He is a son of a father and a son of a mother. He's a man, a part of the human family like you and I. We are part of the human family, but he has been commissioned to give prophecy to this wicked real power of Tyrus. Now, the scholars want to just say this is Lucifer, but we know that this is Lucifer ruling through the real king. And this real king is the one that is given power to the, what you would say, technocrats and administrators of the system. The Prince of Tyrus is a technocrat, an administrator, not the real ruler. He's a puppet. But the king of Tyrus is the puppeteer. And the king of Tyrus gets his spirit from Lucifer. We want to see this as geopolitics and politics manifesting right in this time. And let me go ahead and pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 26th, 2011. So take up lamentation. Don't be happy about this prophecy, Ezekiel, because the Most High would love for those wicked ones in power to turn from their wicked ways and do right by the people. So take up lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Now let me hit this word for king. This word for king is found under the number 4428. It is Melech in the African Hebrew language. It is a masculine noun. And I say whether these are masculine words or feminine words so that we may know that different characteristics come through the male and the female. And it simply means king. Now, when we looked up prince earlier, it came up administrator. Let me go ahead and hit prince again. Let me see. Prince of Tyrus. Where is that at? Where is the Prince of Tyrus? Uh-oh, I can't find the Prince of Tyrus, y'all. But if you take it from me, look up the word Prince of Tyrus. Hold it, I'm going to find Prince of Tyrus. Behold, therefore I bring strangers to thee. by the great wisdom thou hast gotten rich. Behold, thou art wiser than I'm going to find. There we go. Prince of Tyrus. 5057 in your Hebrew Greek, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it means, one of the meanings is overseer. Now, if you recall slavery, the slave master was the master of the plantation, but the overseer worked for the master. So what we understand is that the prince is only an overseer. The prince only is a ruler, but only rules according to the dictates of the king. That's why we say that all of your heads of state are only princes according to this metaphorical meaning of this scripture. They are only overseers. They are not the king of this system. They are only princes in this system. They are only overseers. They are only puppets. But the puppeteer is, in this scripture, referred to as the king of Tyrus, the king of this system, the synagogue of Satan in Revelation, the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers. Let's continue on. Lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum of wisdom and perfect in beauty. This king, see, the scholars only want this to be about Lucifer. But look, every individual is created perfect in beauty. Let me hit this word for perfect. 3612 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Entire, all, perfect, entirety, has to do with perfection. So every human being, you under the sound of my voice, were also created in perfect beauty. Let me look up this word beauty right quick. 3308 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means beauty. It means fair, fairer. And this word fair meaning beauty. So all of us were created in perfect beauty. The vision that the Most High has for all of us is one of perfect beauty. This is not just Lucifer before he, as we get the story, changed and turned evil. This is for every human being. And because we're talking about the king, it is the desire that the house of Rothschilds not be evil and destroy the human family. The vision for the Most High, that the Most High has for the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and those in this ruling class, is not to be evil, but to live out their created perfection in beauty. Not be evil. Let's move to verse 13. Thou hast been in Eden. Now, the word Eden is an African Hebrew word found under the number 5731, means delight. And you know Africa was named Eden in Genesis. But this king of Tyrus, the Most High, says, you, king of Tyrus, were in Eden. You were in that position of being the delight of the Most High. But we're going to see that the king of Tyrus then turned evil. And Oppenheimers and Rothschilds and all of those in that ruling class and ruling power family echelon. In creation, you were in Eden. You were the delight of the Most High. And look at your upbringing. Look at your education. Look at, many of you probably took up music and took up song and took up arts and whatnot. You were in that place of Eden, of delight of the Most High. It says further, thou hast been. Hast been means past tense. Hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Now, that word garden. 1588. Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side. Masculine and feminine noun, because a garden needs to produce vegetation and plants and eating plants and seeds and wheat and whatnot. All that which is in a garden operates on male-female polarity. And so this word for garden is masculine and feminine, because in order that things may grow, in order that the earth may give birth to. In the garden, you must have male and female polarity. The germ of life hitting the egg, producing, giving vegetation, giving life. And so this Garden of Eden, we understand through the understanding of the meaning of the Garden of Eden, is that the ruling class and families were to be productive and produce life. Not death, but life. The Garden of God. Now this word for God is 430 in your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Hebrew side. And it is the word Elohim. Elohim. And it means gods and goddesses, the angels, the spirit world. And all of us are gods and goddesses. Psalm 82:6. Children of the Most High. And so the Garden of Eden is the book, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That word God is not Yahweh. That word God is Elohim, the children of Yahweh. The angels did the work. And when you understand African cosmology, that the eight gods and goddesses, four gods, four goddesses, gods and goddesses are the Elohim, that are the children of the Most High, hidden and unseen father and mother, known as Yahweh in the Hebrew, known as Amen and Amenet in the African Egyptian language. So, the Garden of Elohim, the Garden of the angels, the Garden of the gods and goddesses, in this place, the Garden of the children of the Most High is supposed to be life. And all of us are children of the Most High. So, Oppenheimers and House of Rothschilds, this is where you were. You were in Eden, the delight of the Most High. You were in the Garden of the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, the Garden of the Elohim. You were to produce life, but we see that you have produced death. Why? Because of the precious stones that were your covering. This is further in Ezekiel chapter 28:13. The precious stones, the sardius, the topaz, the diamonds, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and the gold. All of these diamonds and gold and precious metals. See, this causes us to understand concerning politics and geopolitics. How is it that we get the diamonds and the gold and the whatnot in the stores, that we may go and participate in the system of consumerism, that we may go and buy rings and whatnot? It is because of mining corporations, mining the resources out of the land. But now, how is it that mining corporations have been set up in places like Africa and other places in the third world to mine the land, the wealth, the resources? Are the people getting the benefit of the land, the wealth, the resources? No. You see, the Oppenheimers control all mining resource mineral mining corporations. No resource move unless the Oppenheimers say it move. The House of Rothschilds finance all warfare, all military expeditions, and finance and support the killing of human beings, so that after warfare and bloodshed, the Oppenheimers can then set up the mining corporations through their various mining corporate entities. And by this wicked system, you see that the diamonds and the gold and the copper and all of these minerals you see in this scripture, stone and sardius and topaz and diamonds and beryl and onyx and jasper and sapphire and emerald and carbuncle and so on. And so we see, we're looking at an analysis of the wicked system of slavery exploitation, because those people doing the actual work to mine the resources, work for slave wage labor, low wage labor, no wage labor, slaving in 2011. And then the warfare and the bloodshed, the killing going on in Libya by the United States of North America and NATO, the killing going on in the Congo, 6 to 10 million dead in the last 10 years, the United States of North America empire, the European nations, Britain, and the state of Israel that is not the Israel of your Bible, but is an imposter Israel. It's the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. So the king of Tyrus got all this land, the wealth and the resources. And it said, the tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in the day that thou wast created. Now, tabrets means tambourine, but the pipes do not mean music, as they have told us that this was Lucifer full of pipes and music and all that foolishness. You have to look up these words yourself. Research these words yourself. That word for pipes means a bezel for a gem. A gem meaning a resource from the earth, diamonds and so on. The word is nekev, and is found under the number 5345 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It is a masculine noun, and it means the groove, the socket, the hole, the cavity, the settings, having to do with jeweler's work. Research those instruments that jewelers use to take the resources and the minerals and the stones and the diamonds and the rubies, and they use instruments to fashion them into shape so that we may participate in the system of consumerism and materialism and the sacrifice of our sisters and brothers of the human family who died by the millions so that we may go purchase a diamond for our loved ones. I thank the Most High for my wife, for she understands that this system is wicked and she does not desire any more diamonds so that people may suffer and die so that she and I may have a diamond on our finger. No, I thank the Most High for her. So these pipes mean a jeweler's instrument to fashion these precious stones and rubies into shape. And so these were prepared in the king of Tyrus in the day that he was created, in the day that the Most High gave birth to him. The house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers were destined to go after that which is in the earth. But the Most High does not want the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds to kill and destroy through warfare and bloodshed. No, go to the people. Make a righteous deal with the people. Give the technology to the people so that the people may be able to do it for themselves, and the people can live off of that which is in the earth, because we have made a righteous deal with the people so that all may benefit from that which is in the earth equally. That's what the Most High desires. Verse 14, chapter 28. King of Tyrus is yet talking about the real power, the one that gives the prince his power, the one that gives Barack Obama his power, the one that gives Cameron his power, the one that gives Sarkozy his power, the one that gives the Queen of Britain her power, the one that gives Berlusconi of Italy his power. We're talking about the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the real power behind this no good, rotten, wicked system. Thou art the anointed cherub. Let me look up this word, anointed. Memshach, 4473, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Anointed, expansion. Those are the meanings of this word for anointed cherub. And so, you are anointed, House of Rothschilds. You are anointed, Oppenheimers. You that are in the ruling class and families are anointed. You were to be the anointed cherub and expand the people. Not destroy the people, but expand the people. Help the people through expansion. Expand the people's knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Don't deny the people education. Don't deny the people health care. It is the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the real puppeteers of this wicked system that have gone all over the earth and denied the people that which the Most High intends for the people. The poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are gods and goddesses and deserving of all that will expand our spirit, mind, souls, and bodies. But you, House of Rothschilds, have not done that. You are anointed. This is the purpose for which you were created, to expand the people, to help the people. Thou art the anointed cherub. 3742 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Keruf. This is a masculine noun. It's pronounced keruf in the Hebrew. It means an angelic being. You could say spirit. Those that flank God's throne. The guardians of Eden. The guardians of delight. All of these are the meanings of cherub. The image hovering over the Ark of the Covenant. In the Ark of the Covenant, there were angelic beings that had human faces and wings and animal bodies, just like the Horem Aket in Egypt that you know as the Sphinx. And so when you study the angels and the spirit world and study the guardians of Eden, you see House of Rothschilds, the earth is Eden. The whole planet Earth is divine. And the Most High means for you and meant for you to protect Eden, to protect the delight of the Most High, to take that knowledge that you gained from the throne of the Most High and give it freely to the people. You are the chariot of Jehovah. You carry the knowledge of Jehovah, but you take that knowledge and you use it for wickedness. And it is time that your power be broken. See, the scholars don't want this to fit in an earthly ruler. They want to just relegate that to Lucifer. But Lucifer's spirit that turned into the satanic, and Satan only means adversary. Lucifer decided to become adversarial to the Most High, and adversarial to the Messiah, and adversarial to the Messiah people, and adversarial and destructive to the human family, and destructive to the earth. And so the king of Tyrus, representing the Oppenheimers, representing the House of Rothschilds, representing the oligarchs and the plutocrats, those in Wall Street, the ruling class, 1%, 2% ruling class. It was the intention of the Most High that you be an anointed angel, an anointed spirit, an anointed ruler that would do what? That covereth. 5526 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Sakok. It's a verb, means to protect. To protect. See, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the Most High wants you to protect the people, not destroy the people, to screen the people, to cover the people, to do good by the people, to weave together. These are other meanings. See, rather than weave the people together, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, King of Tyrus, king of this Babylon system, real puppeteers and rulers of this Babylon system, you divide the people so that you may conquer the people. But the Most High wanted you to protect the people, to cover the people. So, continuing in verse 14, chapter 28, the Most High talking says, I have set thee so that thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, you were privileged. You dwelled in the absolute mountain of God. And we're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.